someone tells me they're from Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray that's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. Who's my favorite Batman? I'll think of you and say Christian Bale. As long as I live, I'll remember the names of your favorite beers in your video.
Good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Richard's Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University, situated on the unceded coastal Salish territories of Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is Saturday, July 25th. 2026. Grab your coffee, settle in, and let's get caught up with the world with the top three news stories of the week. First, the local transit innovation. TransLink is rolling out of a new pilot program this weekend at major Surrey and Burnaby bus loops, using real-time machine learning to adjust bus schedules on the fly based on traffic patterns. For those of us who rely on transit, this data-driven approach could be a game changer. The second one is SFU campus upgrades. The university has just completed the summer renovations on the academic quadrangle. If you are heading to campus this week, expect much better Wi-Fi coverage and some beautiful new collaborative workspaces for students. The third one is Summer Night Market. The legendary Richmond Night Market is hitting its peak summer crowds this weekend. If you haven't gone yet to enjoy the incredible street food and the local vendors, tonight is a perfect night. Then follow up the weekend weather report. We are experiencing a classic, beautiful Pacific Northwest heat wave looking out the studio window towards Burnaby. There is not a single cloud in the sky. We are currently sitting at 21 degrees Celsius this morning. It is going to climb to 23 degrees Celsius this afternoon, then followed by a light rain around 7 p.m. Stay in the shade, drink plenty of water, and enjoy the summer. Today we are embarking on massive literary journey. I have a packed show for today. We are going to review three completely different categories of books today. First, we are looking at the monumental Chinese hard science fiction novel, The Three-Body Problem by Liu Cixin. Second, I plan to discuss several audiobooks I have listened these days. Finally, we are going back in time to the 19th century Paris to discuss the tragic romance of The Lady of the Camellias by Alexandre Dumas-Fils. And this week's music is a special selection because our studio need to record the encourage us to use more Canadian local singers and use that to record the episode, passing it to the National Radio Management Bureau, then those Canadian singers and songwriters can get the royalties they deserve so that they can produce better Canadian music. Let's start with the first song I pick up for you. It's Blessed to Witness, Dina Knight, at the album Every Little Spark.
We gotta stand up for the change, push back and rearrange, gotta be prepared for the fallout. Are we open to see the forest for the tree? Are we mindful of beauty?
See through the
We gotta stand up for the change. Push back and rearrange. Gotta be prepared for the fallout. We gotta have the forest to calm down. We gotta have the courage to call.
Hello, welcome back. Let's start by looking at the stars. The three-body problem by Liu Cixin is not just a science fiction novel. It is a masterclass in physics, philosophy, and computing. The title itself refers to a real-world concept in orbital mechanics. In physics, if you have two massive objects in space, like the Earth and the Sun, you can perfectly predict their gravitational orbits. But the moment you add a third object, the gravitational math becomes entirely chaotic and unpredictable. This is the three-body problem. In the novel, an alien civilization known as Tresolaris lives in a solar system with three suns. Because of this chaotic physics, their planet is constantly subjected to unpredictable eras of extreme heat and extreme cold. Destroying their civilization over and over again. They need a new home, and unfortunately for us, a disillusioned human astrophysicist named Ye Wenjie, traumatized by the cruelty of the Cultural Revolution, beams of a message into space, essentially inviting them to come conquer Earth. The Tresolarians are coming, but it will take them 400 years to arrive. This book asks a terrifying question. How does humanity react to an inevitable doomsday that is four centuries away? The world splinters. Some form cults worshipping the aliens. Others fall into despair, fall into despair, and others desperately try to accelerate technological research to fight back. But the most fascinating part of the book is a concept introduced near the end. The advanced aliens look at humanity and call us bugs. They think we are small, fragile, and easy to crush. But one of the human characters points out a profound historical truth. Humans have been trying to eradicate bugs for thousands of years. We use poison, traps, and fire. And yet, the bugs are still there. Bugs have never truly been defeated. What I learned from this book is that when we look at the vastness of the universe, or even just the overwhelming complexity of modern life, it is easy to feel small and insignificant. It is easy to feel like a bug facing a massive, unsolvable problem. But remember the resilience of the bug. You are part of an incredible, adaptable, stubborn species. When faced with a crisis, don't fall into despair. Our greatest weapon against an indifferent universe is our quiet, stubborn resilience. Keep moving forward. Let's listen to the next song track, House of the Rising Sun by Twin Flames, in the album Hugging the Cactus.
And
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. If you want to send your message or calling in, you can call in at 778-782-2573. Let's move from the vastness of outer space. Vastness of outer space to the intimate space of human mind. Here I want to highlight two absolute masterpieces from my list of book. The first one is When Breath Becomes Air by Paul Kalanithi. This is a memoir written by a brilliant neurosurgeon who, at the peak of his career, is suddenly diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic lung cancer. Overnight, he goes from being the doctor saving lives to the patient lying in the hospital bed. The book is his journey of trying to answer the question, what makes life worth living in the face of death? He realizes that the future he had planned, the decades of saving patients, growing old with his wife, is instantly gone. But instead of surrendering, he chooses to write this book. And he chooses to have a child, bringing new life into the world, even as he is leaving it. The second book I wanted to share today is called Runaway by the incredible Canadian Nobel laureate Alice Munro. This is a collection of short stories, and the title story is about a young woman named Carla who is trapped in an unhappy, suffocating marriage in rural Ontario. She makes a desperate plan to run away. She gets on a bus heading for the city, heading toward freedom. But halfway there, the psychological fear of the unknown overwhelms her. She gets off the bus and goes back to her cage. Alice Munro beautifully illustrates that the hardest part of escaping a bad situation isn't the physical act of leaving. It is breaking the psychological chance we build in, the chance we build in our own minds. What I learned from these two books is that these two books teach us very different lessons about time and courage. From when breath becomes air, we learn that life is not about avoiding the inevitable, but about finding profound meaning in the present moment. Do not wait for retirement to live your life. And secondly, from the book Run Away, I learned that true freedom requires immense courage. If you are unhappy about your career, your habits, or your relationship, recognize that the door to the cage might actually be unlocked. You just have to be brave enough to step through it and stay on the bus. Let's listen to the next song check called Come On by Mae Wynn in the album Out of the Dark.